In this bulletin, Victoria records another 1,890 COVID-19 infections and 5 deaths. The federal government brings forward planned cuts to childcare costs. And in sport, a Moscow anti-doping laboratory has its status revoked. With the latest SBS News, I'm Gareth Borer. Victoria has reported another 1,890 COVID-19 infections and 5 deaths. With the state on the brink of recording more than 2,000 daily coronavirus cases, contact tracing has been scaled back to focus on positive cases and primary contacts. Health officials have decided secondary close contacts will no longer be required to isolate, as authorities change their processes to manage escalating case numbers. Meantime, concerns are rising for the border city of Mildura, which entered a snap lockdown on Friday night. The city now has a total of 37 infections. New South Wales has recorded 477 COVID-19 infections and 6 deaths as residents mark their last day under lockdown. Tough restrictions will begin to ease gradually tomorrow after more than 100 days under stay-at-home orders. Fully vaccinated New South Wales residents will also be able to enjoy a greater easing of restrictions. Premier Dominic Perrottet says it's a time of optimism and hope and has one key message for people tomorrow.
Please treat everybody with kindness and respect. I know that there's going to be some challenges as we go through this period of time. We're the only state in the country that has gone down this path early by opening up to those who are double vaccinated. And that's been important because we know that we wouldn't be able to open up in this safe way if that wasn't the case. So there will be challenges. There'll be young people for the first time in a long time pulling beers here, serving coffees, table service at restaurants.
The federal government is bringing forward planned cuts to the cost of childcare. The additional subsidies for families with 2 or more children in care, scheduled to start in July, will now begin in March. Education Minister Alan Tudge says the legislation needed to introduce the subsidies has passed through Parliament quicker than expected.
We've been working across the government departments to streamline the process, working with the third-party software providers, and we now have great confidence that it all can be built by the 7th of March. We've now got the advice that says the 7th of March is the fastest date that we can get this up and running. And of course, we want to give those benefits out to families as quickly as possible.
Overseas now, and dozens of migrants have protested outside the United Nations High Commission for Refugees headquarters in the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Demonstrators held banners demanding deportation to a safe location, citing poor living conditions in detention centres and ill treatment by Libyan authorities. Sudanese migrant Omar Idris says they are registered with the refugee agency and have experienced significant abuse.
We were beaten and taken to jail, and as you can see, now we are all here. Some of us came out of prison just yesterday. We have women and children here, and also sick and injured. We are all suffering, and the reason we are here is that we demand immediate deportation to a safe place.
Earlier, the International Organization for Migration condemned the killing of 6 people in one of the capital's migrant detention centres. The development comes a week after authorities rounded up more than 5,000 migrants in a massive crackdown, and after UN-commissioned investigators said abuses and ill treatment of migrants in Libya amounted to crimes against humanity. A life-size bronze statue of former Beatle John Lennon has gone on show in London's Carnaby Street on what would have been the artist's 81st birthday. The sculpture sits on a bench, arms outstretched and head tilted upwards, in the heart of the London district that came to embody the so-called swinging 60s. Lennon was murdered in New York on December the 8th, 1980. Passerby Hugh Davies has praised the likeness.
It's quite ethereal, really, isn't it? It's quite godlike, reminiscent of Christ's pose on the cross. But I suppose the theme of sort of like peace is there as well, isn't it? It's quite tranquil.
Called Imagine, the title of one of Lennon's most famous songs, the bronze figure was made by sculptor Lawrence Holofcener. to sport, and the World Anti-Doping Agency has announced it has revoked the status of a Moscow anti-doping laboratory because it failed to comply with ethical and laboratory standards. The National Anti-Doping Lab in Moscow had already been provisionally suspended in January 2020. WADA says the decision means the laboratory remains ineligible to carry out any work related to the analysis of blood samples in connection with the athlete biological passport or any other form of anti-doping analysis. The lab has 21 days to appeal the decision at the Lausanne-based Court of Arbitration for Sport. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a mostly sunny day, 23 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, a shower or two, 15. Hobart, much the same, 14 degrees. Canberra and Wollongong, rain developing, 21. Similar conditions in Sydney with a top of 26. Rain developing in Newcastle as well with a top of 30. Brisbane, sunny, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, also sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.